And away we go. Hello? Hello?
Hi, it's Greg.
Hey, Greg, how are you doing?
Good. You?
I'm doing pretty well. How are things going at work?
Not bad.
Good.
It's actually halfway quiet today.
Well, that's good. That's good. Are you ready to play? Hello.
How are things going there?
Really well. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what you drew. Would you rather have to run full speed for half a mile or up a steep hill? No, that's a silly one. I'm not going to use that one. Okay, here you go. This is a good one. Okay. Would you rather find out that two of your children are geniuses and the other two are very slow, or would you have all four average?
Oh, boy. I think I'm going to go with average.
All four average. Okay, then.
Yeah, I'm going to go with average.
Well, they're your kids. All right, well, thanks for playing, Greg.
It would be entirely too hard if two of them weren't too slow.
Well, thanks for playing, Greg. We appreciate it. I hope that you have a good rest of your shift.
Right on. Thanks for having me.
All right, bye-bye. Well, I dropped the phone. It was hard to understand him, but I guess it went well. His phone's evidently being affected by all of the background noise. Well, when we come back, Faith will join us, and we will continue the show. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm back. Face back. Face here.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm back.
I'm glad.
Listen, did you know that Jesus made you and me and flowers and trees and animals and everything? I'm going to tell you about it right now. Jesus made the fuzzy little bees. Jesus made the butterflies and trees. Frogs that jump, camels with funny humps. He even made that silly little flea. Jesus made the birds to sing, designed the little bodies with wings, provided a way for them to live each day. Jesus,
no, that's cute. Stop shooting it. Don't kill it. You're so mean.
Oh, I think it's dead, but just to make sure. That is the most horrible song ever.
Are you kidding me? That's
ever.
Way better than a lot of other ones I've heard. Anything the chipmunk's done, this is better.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yep.
Jesus put the stars in the sky.
At least it's talking about Jesus.
Well, that
it's got that going for it.
I'm not sure that Jesus would claim it.
Yes, he would make a joyful noise.
That's not even a joyful noise. That's not even. But then
you know what? You don't have any
what?
Room
what?
To talk about
what?
A joyful noise, Mister. I can't carry a tune.
I can carry a tune.
No, you can't.
In my iPod. Well, listen, but this isn't. What happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
Uh-oh.
What are you talking about? I go to dinner and what something happens?
I don't know what that was. Okay, so we have Christmas time. It's Christmas time.
Yeah.
So we have to do Christmassy things. So,
of course.
So I got a Christmas song for you. Complete with Christmassy sound effects. There we go.
When we're trudging through the snow.
Buddy, mercy, seek the life. We need a Christmas convoy.
convoy wasn't bad enough.
We had to have a Christmas convoy.
We have a Christmas convoy.
What, do you look for this stuff?
It was the dark of the moon, and it was Christmas soon, only a day away. DOT was cracking down, and the toys had been delayed. Oh, we were stuck in a drift of the old North Pole with eight mighty anxious reindeer. And if Santa didn't get some help, well, Christmas wouldn't come this year.
So he's gonna rely on suckers.
We need a Christmas convoy, sing no silent night. Yeah, we need a Christmas convoy, jingle bells and Christmas lights. Come on and join our convoy, nothing's gonna get in our way. Santa and his Christmas convoy, yeah, his great big Peterbilt sleigh. Christmas convoy.
Did he say great big Peterbilt?
Great big Peterbilt sleigh.
Oh, it's a white trash Christmas.
But we're about to turn this salt shaker out.
Well, we all pulled out of the old North Pole, ears on, eyes open wide. Oh, you're shaking the bushes and looking for bear in our triple-digit ride. Well, that wiggle wagon had his bird dog on as it hovered above the ground. A red, green, and white for chicken light, decked out and loud and proud.
We got Christmas convoy, sing no silent night.
So our listeners have blessed us with enough Christmas songs to last from now until Christmas.
Oh, aren't they lovely?
Yes, and I chose this one for today.
That's sweet of them, that they love us that much to do that.
Uh-huh.
Frosty, yeah, we're 10:33 back door now. You're going to have to back off the hammer a bit because we're double nickel and about to hit the big road.
Well, the big elf blew the doors off his eight reindeer-powered ride, and he flew on past the bear's den in Georgia Overdrive. When on the black ice up ahead, there proved to be a pinch. A barricading roadblock had been set up by the Grinch. Well, there were teddy bears and cars and trucks and toys of every size, teetering out of the top of Santa's shiny ride. But Santa wouldn't back him up no matter what the cost. Cause if he let that old Grinch stop us, this year's Christmas would be lost.
Santa's better half. Yeah, Mrs. Claus, you're gonna wear your bumper out if you don't back off a bit. We're coming up on Antler Alley and we need all the help we can get.
Well, the Grinch and all his henchmen lined up on the road ahead. And Santa rolled his window down and his nose and cheeks turned red. He pulled his hat on low and tight and put the hammer down. And with a ho, 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 he was slinging snow, singing Santa Claus come to town.
I gotta hear about the Grinch and songs. I gotta watch the Grinch.
And a story.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Isn't it great?
Folk music.
Nothing makes
Christmas. It's 10-4, Frosty. What's your 20? Get to our town. Well, they ought to know what to do with them toys down there for sure. Well, mercy sake, good buddy. We're going to back on out of here. So keep the Grinch off your back and the toys in the sack. We'll catch you next Christmas. This here's old Red Nose in the lead. We gone. Bye-bye.
Nothing I can tell you would be more sad than the fact that I used to listen to the original Convoy song, watched the movie, and understand the lingo. Because I'm a child of the 70s. I had a CB radio.
Yeah, you did. Is it over?
I was CBing when CBing wasn't cool.
Yeah, that's for sure. Is it over?
It's over.
Oh, good. Can we start the show?
Over. Hey, the show's been like going on for quite a while now.
Yeah. Longest song in eternity.
I don't know where you been, but
listen everybody to the two blind squirrels, Brad and Faith are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome everybody to the two blind squirrels.
We've had enough music. We really don't need more music.
Yeah, but the show isn't started until the music is played.
On today's show.
Nuh-uh. Not yet.
Yeah, this is the part where I talk.
No. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Never mind. Tell me. I know.
You're
tell me. It's my show. I'm the producer of the show. You're just the fancy diva star.
Diva? I'm not a diva. Hey, look at it. Just like folds back in. Whee!
Stop playing with it. They can't see that. It's my retractable iPod connector.
It's pretty cool.
Okay. Ooh. Put it down. Ooh. Put it down or there'll be no show for us. Put it down. Okay. Thank you. All right. What are we going to talk about on today's show?
I don't know. You didn't tell me.
Well, it's Chipmunk Friday.
Yeah.
So happy Chipmunk Friday to you.
Yeah. Happy Chipmunk Friday to you.
Well, thank you. So we've got that to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been informed by our astute intern that the call is fairly short this week.
Oh.
So.
You filled it with the convoy?
I filled it with the convoy. Not just the convoy. The Christmas convoy.
Yeah.
We go.
Better and better.
So, next week I already have a couple of shows lined up for next week. And I thought, and we've got Grow Kids on the show next week.
Yeah.
We've got Porn in Silver Springs.
Oh, lovely.
To talk about next week. That'll be a John Wilkerson show. And, John Wilkerson Alert show, excuse me. We've got My Fight with Spam coming up. We've got all that to look forward to.
Oh, good.
So, but not for this show.
Okay. What's this show?
Well, this is Chipmunk Friday, so we better chipmunk it up.
All right, then.
So, on to the star of Chipmunk Fridays, Alvin himself. Where is he? Where are you at, Alvin? Alvin! Did this do this again?
Hey, squirrels. It's,
Is it's he Chipmunk. Awake?
I was just calling in, to let you guys know. It's Friday! Friday! Friday!
He was scaring me there for a minute.
I was a little worried. He had me going.
So sad.
It was very sad and pitiful. He was going to tell me something awful.
I had a song. Oh, yeah, you guys' old theme song. It was like, one night chipmunk in the morning, one night chipmunk at night. You can listen whenever you want because you call does call-ins at night. It's better than filing your taxes because you owe $3,000 to the government. Oh, it's better than listening to all these old boring stories about war heroes talking about how it was in Vietnam. It's better than having to clean up a baby's diaper. Oh, that semi almost came over on me. But kind of excited. I'm going paintballing tomorrow. I was calling you guys up actually on a...
Have we already heard this show?
No, I haven't heard this.
Yeah, biblical paintballing.
I haven't heard this.
Serious note. Serious Friday. I know.
I don't remember this.
It was a word that I was going to share with you guys. Like, I was at Bible study last week. And basically, the pastor was just talking about to us how a lot of us put off God for other things that are called procrastination of the spirit. You know, like instead of praying, you'll be watching TV or you'll be on the phone and all this other stuff. But for me, I had a big guilt trip because, I mean, I used to spend a lot.
Guilt trips are of Satan.
Yes. Conviction is of God.
Of the Holy Spirit.
A lot of time on the computer, but I cut that out, you know, trying to dedicate more time to being in God's face, but I replaced it with TV. Shame on Alvin. Shame on Alvin. I was calling in just to challenge you guys and everyone is just, you know, what time are we taking from God when we could be using it to, you know, to spend FaceTime with him, praying and reading our word. I recently just started a prayer.
You don't want FaceTime with God.
You can't.
Yeah, you don't
want impossible.
That'd be bad.
Mm-mm.
You'd burn up into like this big fiery
poof
ball.
Poof into flames.
Yeah. You got to be covered in the... You got to go to Christ. See, the only way to get to God is through
I think
Christ.
That's what he meant.
Yeah, okay. Just checking.
Prayer journal. Not a journal, but like a Christian walk journal. You know, whenever I'm struggling with something, I'll write it down. Now I'm in a journal, and I'm keeping it down. I'm trying to do it daily. The last time I wrote in it was Sunday, actually. So I'm just... You know, just basically, they say life happens in a circle. So whatever's happening this year, probably are something similar can happen next year.
Wait, life happens in a circle. Isn't that like some kind of Indian voodoo thing?
Yeah.
then like some kind of voodoo Buddha.
That's like a Buddha, Zen voodoo, thing, Zen, like a Zen
Hindu
Buddhist thing.
Karma thing.
Karma.
Is there anything else we can mix into that?
Sure, we can Hang make on. Up some else.
I'm giving everything to John. You know how I feel. How does this make Kabbalah. Me feel? Or people have said mean things to me, so I know to go back and kill them next year, and stuff like that.
But, and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was just calling you guys to actually talk about positive stuff, not in the nonsense where I just blabber on. Glad to hear faces.
What's wrong with blabbering on? Blabbering on is good.
That's good. We like blabbering on.
Blabbering on is...
Blabbering on.
Oh, come on.
Blabbering on.
If it wasn't for blabbering on, there'd be no two blind squirrels.
Yeah.
It's doing good now, even though this is probably going to be heard in 3 weeks.
Lucky.
It was interesting. I think I did a call in, Ryan, about Helen. Yeah, I think I did. Yeah, Helen sounding so sweet.
Yes.
And innocent. And,
yes.
And what would Helen be if she was a character? Because you guys are squirrels. What would Helen be? Yeah, I did that already.
Yeah, you did that already.
But yeah, you know, it's good to have faith back because Brad was just bad. Brad was lost.
I was lost. I was lost without you, Faith.
Oh.
Never gonna live without you. You're sick. You're sick in the head. Get out of my head.
He's basically like, you know, trying to find a guy, trying to make a guy with no hands make pizzas. You know, he's just slamming his head in the table. Just put it this way. Since I can't talk about nobody.
Can't talk about nobody. That's a double negative.
It is.
I thought you were going to be more positive, Alvin.
It's better when you guys work as a team. There we go.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
There we go. Yeah, I think that just makes everything just sound better. You guys are okay individually, but work better as a team. There we go.
Isn't that the truth?
All right, now everyone's
we're better together.
You feel the fuzzy feeling? You like the fuzzy feeling? Yes, accept it. Accept it. Accept it.
Okay.
Embrace it. Right. It's yours.
I take it. So fuzzy feeling it. Taken.
You're just calling. Actually, I haven't called in a little while.
I know, it's been a while.
I've actually been studying.
We've almost caught up on Alvin calls.
And I'm learning. Oh, I feel so bad.
Why do you feel bad that you're learning?
It's a good thing to learn.
Studious little student.
Those who don't learn, repeat.
But yeah,
fast
calling
mistakes.
In. This is actually short. I know, I can't believe it myself. But and it's not nighttime. It's 8. Can you believe that?
Nighttime.
Turn on up.
Nighttime is...
8 p.m.
Unless
is nighttime.
Is it 8 o'clock in the morning?
I highly doubt it. There's no
you
way.
You think he's calling us
at 8
o'clock
in
the morning?
He doesn't know there's an 8 in the morning.
Oh, he doesn't know there's an 8?
No, there's two 8s. He doesn't know about that one.
There's two 8s. No. He doesn't know there's two 8s in the morning. Give him some background music.
Excuse me. Here's our song.
Yeah. Better Together. Can you turn it up a bit? And they are made out of real. A lot of music on the show. Like a shoebox full of feeling musical today. Sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions of my heart. Love is the answer to most of the questions of my heart.
It's not always easy,
and sometimes. Oh, where did Alvin go?
Wait, you're getting to the chorus.
Oh, sorry.
We're together. It's always
better when we're together. This goes for you out there, too, listening. Look at them stars and we're together. It's always better when we're together, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
always better when we're together. Yeah,
it's always better when we're together. It's no good being alone. God even said
it's not good for man to be alone.
So right now, you're with us. You're sitting here right here having a glass of tea with us. There you go.
Or Diet Coke.
Take a sip. Go ahead. Chew some bubble gum. What?
You don't chew gum while you're drinking?
Well, if you don't have a drink, you chew bubble gum.
Oh.
You know, chewing bubble gum is highly underrated. You should always have a stick of gum in your pocket at all times.
You know, they say it's a diet help, that it keeps you from eating. If you chew gum, it'll keep you from putting food in your mouth, which is true.
But it's also just fun. It's bubble gum.
Yeah, I'm not a big gum chewer.
Now, what do you like best? Do you like, there's the 5 gum?
Yeah.
Which is basically traditional gum on acid.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got traditional gum, like Big Red, which is a cinnamon.
Love Big Red.
That's a cinnamon. So you're a cinnamon gum type of person.
Love Big Red.
There's cinnamon gum, and then there's the spearmint, peppermint
Not
type
a big
of gum.
Spearmint gum fan.
Spearmint's okay.
I like the 5 gum. very
but
good.
But I prefer a fruity gum.
Yeah, you like the yellow
I
package.
I like the fruity gum.
You
I
get
like
the five.
The Stride.
Oh, the Stride.
The fruity. But I like any type of fruity gum. Mm-hmm. Fruity Stripes.
Yeah, the striped gum. Yeah.
No, it makes
what was it that Adam had? He had the five. No, but it was the fruit version.
Yeah, yeah, he had the fruit
pink one.
Five or
the pink
something.
That was good.
But I had
like bubble.
I like the Stride, the yellow.
Yeah, you get
the
yellow
mango
Stride
or
yeah.
the whatever. No,
that's
fruity,
good.
Fruity. It's called fruity something.
I like Big Red. That's my favorite.
Faye's favorite is Big Red. She likes cinnamon. She also likes the cinnamon Altoids.
Yes, I love cinnamon Altoids.
That kind of thing. I'm not a big cinnamon. I like cinnamon like breadsticks. I like cinnamon on other stuff, but I don't like cinnamon in my gum or my mints.
I love cinnamon in anything. I put cinnamon on my cinnamon and sugar mixed together on my peanut butter toast.
You put cinnamon on your cinnamon and sugar?
No, I mix cinnamon and sugar together in a shaker, and I put it on my peanut butter toast.
Oh, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm, it's very good.
But you could fix me some of that. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute.
No.
Okay. Where were we? Oh, we were trying to talk to Alvin. We got distracted.
Yeah, we remember when Alvin was like, had an attention span of about 3 seconds, and now he can hold a somewhat decent conversation.
Well, this is no good at all.
But you're still having a conversation with yourself, you know.
So. Little kids grow up, actually listening to your little kids grow up, which is, I know, so touching. But you guys,
what's funny is he says, oh, this call hasn't been very long. We're not. It's not going to be a very long one. And he's halfway through.
Yeah.
So you might want to wait till you're actually ready to hang up before you decide it's going to be a short call.
I let them leave the nest. They don't want to leave. You can burn it and relocate so that they leave. But I don't recommend, you know, burning the nest if you're in it. You know, get out the nest and then burn the nest. But make sure when you do it, like, you know, you're actually smart. Think about what you're going to do. Just don't tell anyone else you're thinking about it because then they're premeditated. And, yeah, that's not good. So if you've got kids, yeah, this is you know, I'm a psychiatrist. This is wonderful. This is excellent.
Oh,
you know,
man.
I'm giving parents advice of how to keep their kids at the house. Joking, though. He's joking. Please don't burn down your house trying to get your 28-year-old son to leave. I don't recommend that.
No, I don't recommend
that. If you do it, send pictures.
Send pictures.
But all right, I'll let you guys go.
You're funny.
Detaining you guys. But yes, oh yeah, you guys called. Well, you guys said one time, Alvin, would you like us to call you? I would love you guys to call me.
Oh yeah?
Are you only going to call me on a Friday, though? Like, only listening?
Thursday.
Like, you know, we can't take anymore.
Thursday.
No one even listen to him on Friday.
Thursday.
Or is it just that's just a designated day?
Thursday. Be Thursday. Probably be on
if
Thursday.
If you're gonna call,
you got
it's
that.
Gonna call be Thursday, Tuesday.
Thursday.
Thursday.
Friday.
Thursday.
Tuesday. Friday.
No, Thursday.
After 8:30.
He said Tuesday, Friday after 8:30.
Oh, okay.
Or Monday, Wednesday.
I'm busy.
After.
No Thursdays.
2:30. Now, since you guys are in big old Texas.
Big
you're
old
an hour
Texas.
Behind. So
big old Texas.
It's going to be 1:20, 1:30, or 7:30.
Where does he live?
Monday, Wednesday.
I don't know, I'm already confused.
Tuesday,
I'll tell you what, we'll call you when we get a chance,
yeah,
Alvin.
Give you guys permission to call. Brad's already got a background check about me, so he knows all my information.
Sure.
The information I didn't want him to know.
Sure.
But yeah, you guys can call. I'll be more than happy to.
Cool.
You guys
well, would you rather call out?
Asking all the questions.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, just passing by. I called
that'd
you
be
up
good.
A little while. Hadn't talked to a stupid voice machine. Well, I haven't talked to myself in a little while, so I figured I'd call up the squirrels and do 8 minutes of rambling to an answering machine. But you know, it's good to know that you guys are still listening. So that the answering machine is still listening.
But the answer machine is
listening
anyway.
To the answering machine. That's good to know. But all right, I really, really get off the phone now. I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, the scary thing about these glasses is that I can see you.
Well, nobody else knows what you're doing, darling.
In them.
They're my reading glasses.
I understand that. But mm-hmm. I have my contacts on.
And my reading glasses on.
And your reading glasses on, and I can see.
Maybe you need stronger glasses.
You think?
Maybe. I only use them to read my Bible. That's all I need them for.
You don't need them for, well, you don't read. So.
If I read a book at some point, maybe. I don't use them to read on the web, though.
You don't?
Mm-mm. Huh. They actually make me sick if I look at the computer screen with them.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
So, I didn't know why.
Huh.
I didn't know why that is.
So it's... What? Yes? Go ahead.
No.
I don't know what I was going to say.
I was just going to say tune in on Monday and we'll have another Christmas song for you.
Another Christmas song?
A new, different Christmas song.
Can it be better than that one?
No.
Oh.
They're going to get progressively worse until Christmas.
Really?
Yes.
We can't play any good ones.
No. Why would
April says to me tonight?
Why on earth would we do that?
We're sitting
that
at
makes no sense.
April
at all.
And I are sitting at supper, and she goes, "Have you listened to Christmas music as much as me already?" I said, "Yeah, all the time. It's on in the house.
Full
it's on in the car." She goes, "Is Brad sick of it?" I'm like, "Okay, oh, yeah, he was sick of it after the first hour." Okay, I'm done. You know, I'm out.
I like the Vince Guaraldi group.
The what?
The Vince Guaraldi group. They're the people who do the Christmas, the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah,
I like them.
And that's it.
And I have them on Pandora. I put the Vince Guaraldi and I listen to all that.
For Christmas?
Yeah.
Huh. I listen to all Christmas music.
No. Yeah, I know.
All the time. All like, Christmas music, all the time.
We have a station in Dallas that plays Christmas music all
24/7.
And
then I have the satellite Holly station.
So, like when we're in the car, that's all that's on. And, you know.
Here in the house, I have the satellite station.
About 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's AC/DC time because I'm just enough.
Yeah, there's never a good time for AC/DC.
Bye, Escondidos. Happy weekend, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Ooh-da, it's Friday. Ooh-da, it's Friday. Ooh-da.
Two blind squirrels, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23. Where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.